New rules to revolutionize UK's land-based casino industry. The UK's land-based casino industry is set to experience a major shake-up as the government introduces new regulations aimed at modernizing the sector. Unveiled by the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, the draft regulations will revolutionize the operation of land-based casinos across the UK. Under the new rules, the number of gaming machines allowed in casinos will be determined by their floor space. Casinos in England and Wales with at least 280 square meters of gambling area can have up to 80 machines in categories B, C, and D. Additionally, casinos are limited to a maximum of 5 gaming machines for every gaming table. If a venue has multiple connected sites, the 80 machine limit applies to the combined total. Upon adopting the new rules, casinos will forfeit their old machine entitlements. Perhaps the most favorable aspect of the new regulations is the opportunity for converted casinos to offer on-site sports betting. This opens up a fresh revenue channel for operators beyond traditional gaming and slots. The introduction of sports betting presents new partnership opportunities for operators collaborating with casino affiliate networks, allowing them to share revenue across various gaming offerings. Tighter rules for table games. The changes also include a requirement for casinos to clearly designate table gaming areas on their floor plans. The current regulations under the Gambling Act 2005 don't require converted venues to specify table gaming areas, leaving a loophole. To address this, operators seeking to offer table games, including casino games on regular or automated tables and games of equal chance, excluding bingo, must apply to vary their license and provide detailed premises plans showing designated table gaming zones. The new regulations are scheduled to take effect on July 22, 2025, after which the Secretary of State will review their impact and effectiveness, with the first report due in 5 years' time. Subsequent reviews will be conducted every 5 years to ensure the rules remain relevant and practical in light of industry changes. As these rules are still in draft form, amendments can still be introduced before July. However, the main structure is largely settled. Operators have been given 2 months to prepare their premises and business plans to comply with the new requirements.